connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 12th installment of our Destination Spotlight in the 30th state in our nation and a place known for their love of football. Before we take you to Green Bay, Wisconsin, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And Travel Pro created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage. They are the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. They stand behind their products with lifetime warranties, and regardless of wherever your next destination is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is, of course, quality luggage. You will do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, when Mary and I travel, or when Rudy travels, we're all on the move with Travel Pro luggage, and we have been for years now. Because having good, dependable luggage, as Mary just said, it's so important when you travel. If you're in the market for new luggage, or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's go to the third largest city in Wisconsin and welcome the CEO of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau, Brad Toll.
Brad, welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight Green Bay today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be able to visit with you.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show with us. So, you know, when we decided to talk Green Bay on the show today, you were our pick because I know you've been in your position almost 12 years. So I'd like for you to talk to us about what makes Green Bay such a special place and a fun place to visit.
Well, of course, we're known for the Packers, and it is a historical team. It's been around for next year, actually. We celebrate 100 years. So people know us for that, but we have a lot of surprises in our community as well. And I think maybe the number of visitors that come for the Packer-related items support a number of other attractions that maybe a community our size might not have. So we're packed with attractions and lots of fun.
Since the Packers are the only community-owned franchise in professional sports, is it possible to live in Green Bay and not be a Packers fan?
We even let some Bears fans live here.
Wow, you do? How nice of you.
Wow. That's so kind of you,
Brad. It is. You know, it's a big part of the fabric of our community. But from a tourism perspective, what's really exciting is 87% of the people that go to the game on Sunday afternoon actually don't live in Brown County. So our community is made up of a variety of fans, but of course a lot of the economy depends on the Packers and what's going on at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so for all you football fans listening, don't get mad at me. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. Brad, I would love to have you tell our listeners what's going on with this Titletown District, and if you, if we have a little time, maybe touch on the new Lodge Kohler as well. But let's start with Titletown.
Sure. The Titletown area is just off to the west of Lambeau Field, so it's right adjacent to it, and it's 34 acres that the Packers are developing, and there's a park that runs through the center, and that'll open up. Well, part of the park is open now. The rest will be opening up later this fall, which includes a three-story tubing hill, and underneath the tubing hill, there's event space. There's a bistro as well called 46 Below, which is a nod to the Ice Bowl, but it's also 46 feet below the top of that tubing hill.
Is it really?
And during the summer, they'll do concerts out there. You can sit on the hill and, and listen to music. But that park has a really cool playground that it's almost like an agility course that athletes might use. Not a lot of swings or things like that. Very unique playground equipment. You can play shuffleboard there, horseshoes, ping pong, bocce ball. They have art supplies on carts that you can do different activities with your families. They roll book carts out there. There's yoga, ballroom dancing lessons. There's even a full-size football field with AstroTurf that there's a variety of different games going on, people throwing baseballs, footballs.
Well, a lot going on there. Tell us a little bit about
developing into an amazing place.
Yeah, and the Lodge Kohler, I understand that's like a four-diamond property now that we have not stayed there because it's been a couple years since we've been there. But what's going on there?
It is, yeah. Lodge Kohler just opened in July, and it is a four-star, four-diamond property that was built by the Kohler Company. And it's right next to this park, Titletown, but then also the views of the stadium from there are amazing. It's just across the street. fabulous food and an amazing spa.
You know, Brad, I'm going to ask you this. Certainly, when we've been there, we've always found Green Bay, there's a great quality of life, very family-friendly. You've got the National Railroad Museum. There's great botanical gardens. I know there's a children's museum. But what is, give us one takeaway that you think right now is a, you know, something that most people around the country don't know about Green Bay that you want them to know.
I think I'd have to say it's our people. We hear that over and over, that the people here are amazing, very, very friendly and fun to be around. We do have fantastic attractions, you know, and you mentioned a number of them. We've got a fantastic craft brewery scene that's gotten started. We have
the culinary and the craft brewery scene, very big going on there. Brad, unfortunately, our clock is hard. We're out of time today, but I want to thank you for your time helping us to spotlight Green Bay, and we wish you a pleasant weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Same to you. Come visit us.
We will.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Brad.
And folks, if you want to find out
more, you
can just go to greenbay.com. Take care, Brad.
Thanks.
All right, Mary. So Titletown and Lodge Kohler. We'll have to go check
Titletown
that out.
Titletown District just completed phase one. It's in a series of phases, but what an attraction destination.
It's a definite place. We'll have to check it out and bring the show there at some point. So that's going to do it, folks, for hour one of the program this week. There'll be more destination spotlights coming up in the weeks ahead, so stick with us. The good news is there's another new hour straight ahead, and after these messages, Mary Root and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.